Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo e-learning page. Don't forget that Echo membership would provide you with unlimited access to a whole range of other educational courses, as well as the entire content of the Echo e-library. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
Dear colleague and listener of this new podcast from the ECHO, European Crohn's and Colitis Organization. My name is Pascal Juillard. I'm currently the head of the IBD clinic at the University of Bern, Switzerland, and an active member of the Educational Committee of ECHO. The goal of this podcast is to give you an overview of the crucial part of the management of pregnancy in IBD patients by covering conception of fertility, pregnancy and medication, what to do in case of a flare during pregnancy, how to deliver the baby, the breastfeeding, and finally the new molecules. Most of my answer to this very bright subject will be short, but strongly based on the last ECHO consensus on pregnancy we published in JCC, the Journal of the ECHO, in 2015. First, conception and fertility. Many women of childbearing age are living with inflammatory bowel disease. Therefore, it's important to discuss early enough this important subject with her. Hypofertility exists in IBD patients, especially in Crohn's disease, but mostly linked to the high level of voluntary childlessness in women with IBD, which indicates the need for better education. To ensure good fertility as well as a start in good condition with pregnancies, there is a need to strive for remission. A check for vitamins should be performed, and folate substitution should be started as early as possible. Concerning medication, fertile exposure to IBD medication is considered as low risk for the child, except for methotrexate and thalidomide. Fetal exposure to tiopurines is not associated with an increased risk of infections in the first year. The risk of infections with anti-TNF agents alone or in combinations with immunomodulators is controversial. In this later case, there are two different strategies, depending on maternal disease activity, in order to reduce drug placenta transfer. A, in case of remission and when considered appropriate by the clinician and the patient, the anti-TNF drug should be discontinued around gestational week 24 to 26. Or B, if there is persistent activity and or a need to stay on medication, then stop it before delivery with the longest interval possible that is allowed for the drug. For example, 8 weeks for infliximab. And administer the next dose short after delivery in order to reduce the exposition of the fetus to the drug, which could potentially increase the risk of infection in the newborn during the first year of age. Sertolizumab pegol, which does not cross the placenta, is a very good option to consider in some countries, for example in the US or Switzerland. What to do in case of a flare during pregnancy? An appropriate treatment of IBD should be maintained in those patients who wish to conceive in order to reduce the risk of flare during pregnancy. Acute flares during pregnancy carry a high risk of adverse maternal and fetal outcome and are best treated appropriately and without delay to prevent these complications. In case of relapse, depending on disease phenotype and activity, 5-ASA or corticosteroids are the preferred therapies. Anti-TNF agents can be considered to treat flares in appropriate situations as well. How to deliver the baby? The mode of delivery should be multidisciplinary discussed, but should be primarily be governed by obstetric indications. Caesarean section is indicated in active perianal disease or active rectal involvement. What about breastfeeding? Lactation does not really influence disease activity in IBD, maybe a slight protective effect in some studies. 5-ASA compounds, tiopurines, and anti-TNF and corticosteroids are considered of low risk for breastfed infants. This should be also the case for monoclonal antibodies, also data are currently lacking. Concerning the new molecules such as vedolizumab, ustekinumab, and the JAK inhibitors, there are for now no expert statements available, and there is a need for safety data before we can really start use on this. An example for vedolizumab, there are molecules that are targeted by integrins on the placenta. Therefore, the exact role should be clarified before further recommendation can be made. Once again, this recommendation presented here are very concise, and you should refer to the additional data on our e-learning section on www.echo-ibd.au. Or based on the ECHO consensus published in the Journal of Crohn's and Colitis 2 years ago. Thank you very much for your attention.